Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide. I'm so thrilled to have you guys with me and continue talking about creativity in your real estate business. You know, we talked in March and early April about the proposed NAR settlement and what it means for buyer's agents and what it means for listing agents. And then last week, I took that into, you know, with all these changes that could be coming down the pipeline, this is why creativity matters, why it matters so much to be able to be a great agent and think outside the box. And so today and over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about different ways you can be creative in your business and really serve and help your clients by being creative. And so, again, I think it's so important for you to be creative. You can do this to just have more success. You know, I have this board in my office that just talks about, you know, the deals I have either under contract or pending or sold. And as I look at it, you know, the 9 or 10 or whatever it was that kind of settled from, I guess it was, as I look at it, you know, November or December to now, almost every single one of them, really except one, had some sort of creativity, whether it be a sale and settlement, as we'll talk about in a few weeks, appraisal stuff, you know, and or creativity with inspections, even like we will talk about today. All of them required creativity. And I'm not trying to toot my horn or anything. I just want to say, like, for you guys, I wanted to encourage you that you'll get more deals if you are more creative. You will get more deals and, you know, work with more clients and have more success and have better results if you can think outside the box and be more creative. So I want to talk about it today as we talk about inspections. And again, this will be mostly from the buyer's perspective, right? When you're selling, you're hoping that people aren't getting inspections or waive them or whatever it is, because, you know, that's just easier on your end. And we'll talk in a few episodes about like how you leverage offers against each other and creativity in those ways. But for now, I want to just talk about, you know, creativity on the buyer's side when it comes to inspections. So, you know, depending on how long you've been in the industry, you saw the craziness over the last 2, 3, 4 years with inspections and inspections getting waived. I was one of the few agents in our area at the time here in Lancaster County that said, you need an inspection, and told my clients, you need an inspection, and I'm not encouraging you to waive that inspection. If you feel strongly about it, you can waive it, but you're certainly not going to hear that encouragement from me. And so it's very interesting because I got deals. And I got deals even over the past couple years where the listing agent might have said, we will not take an offer with inspections. And this actually even happened to us when we purchased our current home in Landisville last January. Originally, the agent said, we will not take any offers with inspections. And I kind of said, well, you know, we're really going to want inspections. What if I get an inspector in there in a couple days? And this is kind of where, guys, this creativity comes into play, because creativity can help you win, but it's going to take a little extra work sometimes when you have to think outside the box. So, for instance, here's what I would do in situations like that. If someone tells me we are not going to take an offer with inspections, or we don't want to wait on inspections, or something like that comes up, I would get my inspector on the phone and I would say to one of them, I've got a few great inspectors, I would say, how quick can you get out to Lancaster, Lebanon, York, whatever it is, for an inspection? And they would tell me. And then I would write that offer with inspections and I would call the agent and say, hey, agent, you know, this is an offer on 123 Main Street. By the way, I already have an inspector, right, who can go tomorrow or Monday or whatever it is, right? If you're listening to this when it's released on Friday, there's oftentimes on Friday or the weekends where I will pick up the phone, call my inspectors and say, how quick can you get there, right? And so I'll call the inspector and then call the agent and say, hey, the inspector can be there Monday. What if you just give us like a 3-day contingency on inspections to get them back and then, you know, a few days to look at the report? And normally, now not always, but normally they are more willing to listen to what you have to say, even after they said straight to your face, no, we will not take any offers with inspections. And so that's one way to be creative with inspections. You know, I even say to agents like, hey, I was already on the horn to my, you know, inspector. You can see that I really want to get this done and I'm a hard worker. And so that also stands out as well. The other part of this is if you, you know, go into it and educate your clients about it and just kind of say, hey, they've got a bunch of offers without inspections. I think inspections are going to be tough, but I want to try. You can, again, by being creative, think outside the box, you can write an offer where they're allowed to get inspections, but you can do a couple different things. One, the inspections are for informational purposes only. And, or number two, they could be number one, you know, for informational purposes only. And sometimes in addition to that, you could write in that you will not pull out of the deal because of the inspections. But at least it gives your clients this peace of mind that the house they are purchasing is in good shape. Probably a few handful of times, maybe half a dozen times over the past year, we have written an offer, you know, contingent on inspections, but for informational purposes only. And we have written in there that we will not ask for repairs. And so, now it doesn't always win, but a lot of the times I will beat out other offers, even ones waiving inspections, because I'm willing to pick up the phone and at least explain our situation, right? We're going to talk before the end of the, you know, these next few episodes about sale and settlement and those kinds of things. Well, I've had clients that beat out other offers because we do a sale and settlement, but we'll let it be shown for backup offers or allow a kickout clause if we don't have it under contract. There are all sorts of creative ways to have success with it. So, you know, there's so many agents out there that will say like, no, it's impossible to get inspections. And I'm just going to say like, if you are creative enough, that is just not true. There are ways to get inspections and, you know, have conversations with the agent so that they understand, hey, we're not going to pull out of this deal because of the inspections or something like that. Now, again, you have to discuss this with your client and see what works best for them. But what I find is often agents won't go back to their client and discuss it and try to be creative, or they won't even pick up the phone and call the listing agent. And so I want to encourage you, there are deals to be won out there where you, yes, even ask for inspections if you have the right conversation with the listing agent, if you think about it in a creative way and think outside the box. So I hope, you know, a lot of you, you know, especially as we are coming up on whatever is coming down with the proposed settlement, a lot of you are struggling and a lot of you are worried about like how you're going to continue to have success, how you're going to survive in this business. Here is just one of the ways, and it's being creative with inspections when you write an offer. So I really hope this helps you guys. I hope that it gets you more deals. And I hope that as you think about it, you're like, oh, you know, there are deals to be had. I need to have better conversations with listing agents about my clients and their offer. You know, I just thought of this now as I'm recording, but you know, one of the other things too is you could write in, hey, no repairs, or you could write in, you know, that only repairs over a certain dollar amount will need to be addressed. You know, I think if you even do research or talk to sellers about inspections, they kind of like shiver as if it's like a bad word or something. Because they've been taught that inspections are scary and inspections are going to blow up the deal. And so you have to be the one that educates your sellers and also, you know, your buyers, but you have to be the one that educates them. You are the expert. The other part of this is with your buyers, you need to say like, hey, you know, in fairness to the seller, they are taught that that an inspection is going to like blow up the deal. And so that's why they're cautious. Can we write this, you know, that you won't pull out of the deal, or that the inspections are for informational purposes only? So I hope this helps you guys as you do this better. I really do firmly believe there will be more deals to be had and you will have more success in your real estate business. So thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you guys very much, and I will talk to you guys on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.